Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, what is going on, peeps? Haven't said this in a minute, but you know what it is, Pete. You know what today is? It's that hump day. Baby! This is your KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney. My name is Hartzell Pete. What's going on, Maine?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Wednesday, June 17th. The sun's out. Maybe not yet. As we're recording this, it'll be out.
Sun's out. Guns out. Let's go.
The sun's either out or it's coming out. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It's sunny today. You probably want your real feel on you.
Pete, break me off with that real feel. Give it to me, bitch.
Well, the degrees right now are 82. But go ahead and tack on 5 more for that real feel. 85.
Tacking it on.
You know what they say in weather, and as we say in weather, the 80s are better than the 90s. And so we're happy that we're only in the 80s today, because the 80s are nice and cool. The 90s are hot. The 80s are not. Mm-hmm. That type of deal. I know.
Did you have to memorize that for a test answer or something for the meteorologist final?
Yeah, the weather bar, as we call it in the biz. Shout out to Lindsay and, of course, Breezy Leezy. High 90, low 71. As we get into Thursday and Friday, high of 93 on Thursday, high of 83 on Friday. So you get through your Thursday, you're looking at somewhat of a moderate weekend. It'll begin to heat up toward the end of the weekend, and that'll carry into the week. So maybe some thunderstorm. It might rain. It might not. Yeah.
Just coast on into the weekend. Just kind of see what happens. Play it by ear.
Looks like you may want to bring an umbrella with you. Yeah, on Friday and Saturday. Could be a little wet here in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
I won't be here.
I love when you get to tell us that.
I am I'm traveling today to upstate New York, where I went and had my schooling, and I'm going to play some golf with my dad.
Oh, nice.
We call him Big Pete. Not only is
I call him Papa Sween. That's what I call him. That,
you can call him whatever you want. Just, of course, like me, don't call him late for dinner.
There he is.
We call him Big Pete, and it is sort of a Big Pete, Little Pete situation, and usually you grow out of that, but he's 6'2", and I just stopped right at 5'9". And so the name rings true forever. But anyway.
That sucks, doesn't it? Isn't that the worst? I got the same problem, man. Everybody on my dad's side of the family, all 6'1" and higher, and I'm like 5'7" and a half on a good day.
Well, your dad was hoping that you would get into the family business, be up in the North Pole by now, and here you are still working on radio. I
can't tell who's that joke on, him or me. I don't know.
I'm excited. They're when I get up to upstate New York today, they're going to be measuring me for some clubs, which is good because I've been using my dad's old 6 feet man set, and I keep missing the ball. So I'm hoping with some some shorter clubs, I do better. Should be.
So this is a play trip. This isn't so much work. This is strictly seeing the fam, vacation. What are we doing?
You know what? It's funny when you first take over. I think for a website, it's you're so crazy about, well, I just want to check in, or I need to work a little bit in the morning. We're in the dead of the off season. So I told my deputy editor, I said, this is your baby this week. Here are the keys. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to really check. You could text me if it's an emergency.
Or just don't talk to me.
I'm shutting it off. Sort of like you did in Colorado. I'm gonna just struggle probably at golf. My dad said, what do you want me to bring? Because he's driving up from Long Island. It's about 6 hours away.
And, oh, okay. I didn't know that. Didn't know the difference there.
Well, I said, you got to understand, I don't want any police bothering us. And so please give me some White Claw, because we know there's no law when you're drinking the Claw. And so
it's going to be a week full of Pete Sweeney jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
What's wrong with that? Boy. I mean, that's a dream. Oh, boy. Is that not a dream?
the dream of somebody. What about jokes at noon? Are you going to be able to workshop some of that on the golf course? Because I know when you got the Sweens together,
you'd be surprised.
Hilarity ensues.
You would be surprised of how many people ask me when that's coming back. And I actually had intentions of bringing it back once I was settled in the new place, which has happened now. I didn't think it was the right time with everything going on.
Okay.
You have every other story.
Some people say this is the time that we need you more than ever.
You have every other story on the timeline promoting racial injustice and police brutality and a COVID awareness. Uh-huh. And then here I'm going to pop up and say, what's a moose in a mask? Anonymous. I just don't know if it's the time. I think I'm going to wait another couple of weeks. And then I do agree. I could see where people could use some. I had a friend suggest to me that I should move Jokes at Noon. It would be better suited for TikTok. That I would be a better hit on TikTok.
This is very true, because that's an untapped market for us that we need to figure out. I don't get TikTok. I just don't get it. I guess am I dating myself now? I feel like you. I feel like I'm feel very 30 fun when I say I don't understand TikTok.
Well, there's like Wintrum and gum, and then there's TikToks. And you, if you had some coffee
breath, that joke right there is why you should never be allowed on TikTok right there.
Because
Jen, man, listen, I don't think you're prepared for Gen Z. All right. Gen Z, they're just a different level of social media awareness. They come for us, man. You can't be bringing mayonnaise jokes like that, because Gen Z will let you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
Just not afraid.
You can't be making TikTok jokes.
What is that? What's
anymore.
Wrong with that?
Everything. This doesn't work anymore.
I'm a millennial. I'm over 30, and I just don't care. So bring all your hate to me, Gen Z. What are you going to do? Cancel me? Good luck.
You better watch out. I'm not touching Gen Z. I'm not even gonna touch them. Because they are mean. They cut to the core. Their first cut is the deepest. All right. And then I'm just saying, man, be careful. But I do like this idea where you're going. I like the idea of untapped markets.
I'm a centennial millennial. What do you want?
Oh, see. Jokes like that mean better be careful.
Yeah, watch. You're making fun of that joke. I know I'll see it in Twitter this afternoon if I decide to check in.
Yeah, thanks again for that anonymous joke. I like that one. It did pretty well on the Instagrams.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
So no show Friday. Is that what we're going to say? We're going to call that now?
Yeah, and it. I think it works out nicely. You're seeing a lot of companies, including the Kansas City Chiefs, which I'll get into. They will commemorate Juneteenth. And
yeah.
So this is a day where, you know, I think you should get involved, especially if you don't know a ton about the holiday in some seminars. I have one in events for you if you want to check it out. And
I'm so proud of you, Pete. I really am. You really, I'm not trying to gas you up, but you've done very good, man. You're consciously taking this all to heart, and I can see you trying to piece some things together, and it's been really nice to see, man.
Well, thanks. I mean, I don't think anyone really deserves that compliment. I think it was a long time coming, and there has been a national push.
I mean, I will rescind my compliment to you, you know, anytime. What? I always will do that.
Take your compliment and
not gonna shine it up real
I'm
nice.
Not going to finish that. But there's been a national push recently to get Juneteenth as a federal holiday. I saw a petition going around. My old colleague BJ from the Chiefs, he's been trying to get a push online for people to sign this petition and see if they can make it happen. But a lot of companies are just taking the initiative themselves and doing it. My company included, my other job at Fox. So I think that's a good thing.
There's a lot of folks, man, that didn't even know what Juneteenth was. And that's not, you know, listen, that's not, I'm really trying, especially now, not to use any kind of platform that I have to just, I'm not trying to beat down, because I'm trying to help us make this moment a movement, you know?
You're not trying to Gen Z people.
I'm not trying to Gen Z them, exactly, Pete. Right. I'm not trying to do that, but don't tell them I said that. And I kind of want, and we're not going to do a show or anything, but would you be okay if I did kind of like maybe an interview or something, like explaining Juneteenth, if I could find some decent black voices maybe? Nothing big at all. Yeah, I don't want to keep you out of that, because I think you would enjoy it.
I mean, as soon as this show's over, I don't know you until Monday, so do whatever you want.
All right, well, I'm working on some things. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'm working on some things, because, yeah, let's strike while the iron is hot. Let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the move. Let's make, like I said, the moment a movement. Let's just keep that thing going. So, Pete, safe travels, my friend. I love you, brother. Bring me back something from New York and tell the family I said hello. Bring me back a New York slice. Huh? How about that? A New York slice.
That'll travel well, I'm sure. Yeah. I'll put it in my mask on the way back on the plane.
Fire it up your last day of the week before you get a chance to have some R&R. before we do that, before you do that, because I'll be here working, you want to take me to the news, buddy?
Bring on that news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! It's that KC Morning Show. That news intro. I didn't tell you about this, but you're not going to be here Friday. I will not be cheated again. I will not be cheated, Pete, two Fridays in a row. So I want to freestyle. Because on Fridays, Pete Sweeney freestyles his news intro. If you want to go on vacation, I'll allow it. But I need something in return. Break me off, baby.
In New York, they sell pizza by the baker's dozen, hot and fresh like this freestyle out of the oven. The alarm clock goes off. Don't dare hit snooze. Let's do the news.
Oh, yeah! Did you? And I'm not mad at you, because that was excellent. Did you know I was going to do that? Did you have a feeling I might want to hear a little something-something on your last day of the week?
Yeah. I mean, listen, okay. Experienced freestyle, you know when they're coming, like a sixth
naturally.
Sense. Like my one of my mentors, Joey, badass, so...
Day of the week, y'all. Can you tell? My man Pete is shooting from the hip. Oh, man. Let's do the news.
There's a reason they call me Petey Badass on the weekend.
I will have to ask Lady G why they call you that.
Mm. Probably man. Called me Petey Goodass, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, Pete, let's do the news, shall we? Missouri's open for business. We talked about that on Monday. Governor Parsons said that he wants us to be back, ready to go. There will be no more restrictions. I hope he's not speaking too soon. But not only has the governor weighed in, he said that he's not anticipating any more lockdowns. Mayor Q looks like he's going to be following suit.
It's really important for our state to move forward. And one, I think, just to come with a grip that we all have to realize we got to be able to deal with the virus and the economy at the same time and get people back out there.
While touring the new Burns and McDonald expansion on Tuesday, both pointed out the importance of strengthening the workforce, saying we can't be in a lockdown forever, but it also means continuing to distance and wear masks.
I mean, the timing at least is good for us that it's summertime, you can do more outdoor events, and we'll need to get that level of responsibility, particularly before the school year starts and before we hit the cold weather months in the fall.
Why are we so set on absolutes? I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt, Pete, and only a Sith deals in absolutes. Why are we drawing these lines in the sands about, you know, not shutting down this? Or, I mean, we got to play this thing live. This is a virus, man. Are we learning anything? Now I'm just talking in circles. I'm sorry, yeah. Pete. As you go back to New York, I don't want to freak you out as you're headed back to, you know, the epicenter.
It's the summer and you got to play an absolute. We're not going to have vodka or New Amsterdam vodka. Absolute is the vodka that you go with. I mean, I'll take an absolute and soda splash of lime every time. It is the summer. Coronavirus. And let's go.
You are definitely dark side, man, because only a Sith would drink absolute. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're in a lesser of two evils situation right now. I don't think it's 100% safe for people to continue to get back in the mix, especially if you're immunodeficient or you're old. You're further from Gen Z than we are. I also think that a lot of folks who make these decisions are saying, well, closing the economy is a non-option. And we just got to pray that everyone practices social distancing and uses their masks. The problem is that latter part, their hand is being forced. And it seems like based upon the curves, and we don't know this for sure. You know, you look at these curves, I don't know how numbers factor in, but it doesn't seem like maybe the United States is necessarily following the mask on policy. And so
I love my mask, man. Do you like yours? I don't quite see. You don't see. I don't understand the hate for these things. Cause I kind of think it's fashion forward. I don't know. Put on that mask with like some aviators. That's a good look, y'all.
It's a good look. How do you do it? Do you just wrap your fanny pack around your head? How does that work?
I knew there was a fanny pack joke in there somewhere. The Pharrell hat over the top.
That would be a look. That'd be a look. Boulevardia 2021.
It is a look.
Look out.
Iconic.
Here he comes.
I hope the city manages its finances a little bit better than I do. If the Kansas City bank account looks anything like mine, then we are doomed. A COVID cut, it's coming. Coming for that budget's ass.
Given budget challenges in Kansas City, we're looking at a forecast where we may try to save between $50 and $60 million this year.
Across the board, all departments in Kansas City received this letter from the acting city manager on Tuesday, asking to project what a 4.5% budget cut would look like.
It's important to keep in mind that, you know, this is citywide. This is every single department.
For Kansas City Police, that would be roughly $10.6 million.
To come up with these kinds and numbers, there's just only one way to do that, and that's through personnel.
And for the fire department, it would be nearly $9 million.
Now, this is half a joke, so I am proud of where the country is getting when it comes to Black Lives Matter and accepting that movement. So keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
I do not want to see after this year, oh, when is 2021 going to be over? No. Kobe Bryant passed away. COVID has run rampant. Uh-huh. There's been civil unrest, and you have everyone butting at each other. There's going to be an ugly, ugly election year. This is the end of when is this year going to be over? I don't want to see it because you see it every year. No, mm-hmm. 2020 is the worst,
yep.
And everybody move on. Just keep that in mind.
Everything's on fire. And we're out of money.
When it's February 2021 and your favorite actor, who's getting old anyway, passes away, do not make that tweet, when is 2021 going to be over? Because no other way to say it. You could eat it. How about that?
This is that perfect storm, right? One crisis highlights other crises that we've been dealing with at the same time. As we're looking to cut the budget, we've been talking about defunding the police. And it looks like part of these budget cuts could end up coming, like you heard in that last audio, to the police department. There were hearings that happened on Tuesday, and we'll see what comes out of it. Hopefully some decent suggestions.
A new group will weigh pros and cons for Kansas City taking control of the police department. The members are also working on recommendations for improving gun violence prevention efforts. City Council is expecting group's report no later than September 30th.
September 30th. So hopefully we can get some news that'll make some tangible change. That is what we are looking to do. But yeah, that 4.5% budget cut, $50 to $60 million, and that's across the board. So including police, but they said also fire department, they could be losing, I believe that was like $9 million for the fire department. Jeez. How we are adjusting to the new normal. Now we're going to take it to the ballot box, Pete, because this is an election year. And with the virus, people, we got to figure out how to vote. We're trying to navigate this whole thing. And the ACLU, they want to make it even easier.
Unlike going to the polls and showing your ID, the notary stamp is proof of an ID for an absentee or mail-in ballot in Missouri. But the ACLU says, with worries about the virus, the notary requirement is flawed.
At the very least, declare that the burden on the voter to comply with the notary requirement is a severe burden.
Severe enough not to be required. This year, Missouri changed its voting laws because of the virus. For a set of Missouri voters who fit into these broad categories, no notary requirement is needed this year. The plaintiffs want that extended to all absentee voters.
So if you're over the age of 65, you're living in a long-term care facility, or you have certain health problems, you no longer need to get your ballot notarized.
But no, like I said, more notary.
Yes.
We want a votary. No more notary. We want a votary.
Put that on a shirt. I'm sure we'll get that turning in no time.
I mean, it's very simple. How easier does it get than no more notary? We want a votary. It's easy. It's quick. Hashtag.
I think we just found our title for today's show. As we're hitting submit on our episode on Monday, about 10 minutes later, some of the biggest news of the year, some of the biggest news in LGBTQ history dropped. And of course, we missed it. But that's why we have a podcast, because you can do it on the next episode. The Supreme Court coming through. Some good news in the age of COVID. Who would have thought?
The stunning victory for LGBTQ Americans means that employers can no longer discriminate against workers simply because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. That was legal in more than half the state. Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Trump appointee who was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's four liberals in ruling that federal civil rights law must now be extended to LGBTQ workers, declared, an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender defies the law.
Very powerful, a very powerful decision, actually. But They have so ruled.
This ensures nationwide protections for LGBTQ workers, a historic win for the LGBTQ community, an unequivocal victory for those protecting civil rights in the workplace, including those of our gay and transgendered brothers and sisters. I was shocked, and it happened, 6-3.
Like in a typical year when you get a little tired in the summer and you wake up and you're like, whoa, the Royals beat the Yankees, like 6-3? Can you believe that? Look at this.
Did you know that we're going to do a baseball story? Even before the sports segment of this show, you knew I was going to do a baseball thing.
There's a reason they call me the transition transmission, and it's for times like these.
You're nailing it today. My goodness. Buck O'Neill, this man, one of the greats, one of the best humans. I know so many of us in Kansas City had the pleasure of meeting Buck O'Neill. And even if it was just for a handshake or a smile, because he was the best at smiles, you felt like you were best friends with the man. It's a travesty and injustice that he's not officially in Cooperstown in MLB's Hall of Fame. He got worldwide acclaim with the Ken Burns documentary, and he was snubbed.
O'Neill educated America about the great Negro League stars.
The Negro League was nothing like Hollywood tried to make it.
Thanks to Buck, the Baseball Hall of Fame convened a special committee, but jealousy and politics combined to leave Buck off the list. It was a decision that sparked national outrage.
The experts, some with conflicts of interest, like books they'd written about their own favorite candidates, others with grudges against the Negro League's museum, turned Buck O'Neill away to their and baseball's eternal shame.
But now Buck O'Neill gets a second chance.
Come December, we'll learn whether or not Buck O'Neill finally takes his place in the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
From what I can gather, he was snubbed when the committee had the chance to doing the early baseball editions. That's how some of the Negro Leagues guys got in there. So it was prior to 1950. Well, what we're saying now is that Buck O'Neill, he kind of transcends a time period. Like, he was an ambassador for the game. I just don't – you can't tell me a good reason why he's not in there. I feel like PR alone, they won't mess it up again.
I think this is the year of momentum, right? And so if there was ever a year where he's going to have a good shot, I think, of getting it done, it'll be this year. And, you know, logic tells me and how these things work, I almost expect that to come through. So that'll be a big W for Kansas City.
I do too. Knock on wood. I do feel pretty good about it, though. Let's do this. I was going to play the audio yesterday. President Trump did his executive order on police reform. Spoiler, it doesn't do a whole lot, but I'll play the audio.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
But the president quickly turned to tough talk about law and order.
Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want.
The event was called for the president to sign an executive order the White House billed as an effort to address the issues raised by the protests across the country in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. But the president spent most of his remarks defending law enforcement.
But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments. Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos.
All right, there you go. Come on, man. You got to read the room better than that, man. Come on. You got to read the room a little bit better. Let's wrap it up with this. I hate to end on a bummer, but it's a food story. You know, we love to do food stories on this show. Pour one out. Perhaps literally, Pete. 7-Eleven, they got to cancel the Slurpees, man. I hate to see it.
No.
A winter storm in summer. A cold front in a cup at 7-Eleven. Below freezing predicted. Slurpee takes the simmer out of summer. Curious, bold, rare, sensational. It'll freeze your pipes.
Not this year, Pete, because 7-Eleven canceling their annual 7-Eleven day. That means no free Slurpees, y'all. I apologize. The first time this has happened in 20 years, but due to all the uncertainties associated with COVID-19, that's the quote from 7-Eleven, they're going to go ahead and say, nah. One of the first times I participated in that 7-Eleven day, I went and took one of those big-ass coolers, like the rolling kind you take to Boy Scout camp, and we just filled that whole sucker up. And we had just a party, brain freeze for like an hour and a half, but it was the best thing ever.
Too much sugar.
Too much sweetness. You must be, you know, that sweet swing.
There's a reason I'm a Quick Trip guy now. Grew up a 7-Eleven guy and transitioned, as I've told you, the transition transmission. I transitioned to being a Quick Trip guy. And so now I'll head over to Quick Trip. I'll get my Slurpee there and maybe even order a hot dog off the machine.
You're in vacation mode.
Yeah. I actually, over the weekend, I was visiting with friends, and I don't typically go to Costco, but he has kids and a membership, so we went into Costco. Foot-long dog for a quarter pound of meat and a soda for $1.50 at Costco. It might be worth the membership just for the hot dogs.
Sometimes I love this country.
Everybody gets one free.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete, you got some time? I want to do a thing real quick. I want to do a quick little thing because I want to be pumped up. You're getting ready to travel. And I know the first thing you want to do when you get ready to hit the road, Jack, put on them headphones, you get together your vacation playlist, okay? Mm-hmm. You're heading out. You're on the road. You're on the road again.
A lot of Dave.
A lot of Dave, huh? Well, let's find out. I have for you, my friend, a top five list of the best road trip songs. I could have put together a list of Hartzell, but no. Let's let the music speak for itself. You want to hear some songs? Your top five best road trip tracks?
Assuming I don't have a choice here.
Not one choice at all. Number five is Prince, Little Red Corvette.
Well, Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You see, what have I got to lose?
Now, this makes perfect sense to me. You know what? You got you're cruising down the highway, top down. You know, you got nothing but free time ahead of you. Right. Little Red Corvette, the 1983 classic. It's the tale of an ill-fated one-night stand. I mean, you know, it happens to the best of us.
You know, purple, often associated with Prince. Take out the blue and you get red. So that's my analysis on this song.
Peter Sweeney with your Prince take of the day at number four. Let's see what Pete's got for this one. The Beach Boys. I Get Around.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
And that's just one of those iconic, you got to think summer when you think of the Beach Boys in general. So that just makes perfect sense, right? Driving down Pacific Coast Highway. Number three, Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream.
Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
I would have went more of a free-falling route, but that's just me. That's just me. I'm a free-falling kind of guy.
It seems there's a theme to these songs where they're a little uppity. And Free Falling was a little downity. And so I think that's why you didn't see it in the top five here.
Your runner-up, Dose, that number two spot to the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. I mean, that's just a standard right there. I feel like Bruce Springsteen, you could insert any song of his, and it could be number one on anybody's list of the summer. But number one on this list, at least, this is by youdiscovermusic.com. So you can throw your
never,
stones.
Never heard of that band.
It's a website, you clown. Oh, number one, Steppenwolf, Born in the Wild.
We can climb so high. I never want to die. Born to be wild.
I would put about 20 Dave songs ahead of all, every song on this list.
Maybe jumping, baby.
No doubt about it. Crash into me.
Number one on the list.
Guilty.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter Swing.
Wow.
Take me to sports.
That's a special intro. The Chiefs give Friday off to employees to commemorate Juneteenth. Here was the official statement. As our community and the country work toward a future without racial inequality and the injustices that have remained ingrained in our society for far too long, the Chiefs will recognize Juneteenth on Friday, June 19th, as a company holiday During this time, the club's offices will be closed, and we will encourage our staff to examine how each of us and our organization can work toward a better future together. And so Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. And I think this is a push you start to see a lot of companies do until it just does become an official holiday. So the Chiefs are the second team to do it besides the Denver Broncos. And I found, you know, the first time around here when Marcus Peters decides to follow along with Colin Kaepernick, the Chiefs opted to take a little bit more of a back seat, and they are on the forefront here of, it seems, supporting their players. So good on them. I'm pleasantly surprised. I did not expect this at the beginning, and that's what you're getting. And you know, probably Mahomes is a big part of that when he was very quickly able to jump on board and do that video. And I think you're seeing the aftershock effect of that, the company getting behind their star player. All right. So that's some good news.
That was it. I was like, is that sports? Is that it?
It's time for some bad news.
Oh, no. Okay.
I have an audio update. ESPN's Tim Kirchin, one of my favorite analysts. You got to hear. This is his update on the state of baseball.
Well, I think the commissioner did it best last night with you, Greeny, when he said this is a disaster. It is a total mess at the moment. I woke up this morning to a one-word text from someone who would know what's going on, and he just said this is pitiful. And that's where we are right now. Greeny, I covered the 81 strike. I covered 94, 95. It was terrible. But this in its own way is worse, given everything that's going on in this country. As you said, with the pandemic, protesters, 40 million Americans out of work, and we're bickering over money. I cannot believe we are not in a negotiating room right now. It's been over a week. This is a crisis management situation, not a collective bargaining agreement. And they have to get together now if they're going to save this season.
There you go. Reportedly yesterday, six owners don't even want to play this year. They are not realizing that this would be detrimental to the present, past, future of the game. I mean, you talk about Buck O'Neill. Baseball doesn't play any games this year and doesn't take advantage of what would be a lot of eyeballs to get people excited about the game again. And you actually go in the other direction and let other sports take precedent, where you'll have the soccer tournament returning, the MLS's back tourney, which is an awful name, by the way, but I'm excited for the tournament. The NHL. You couldn't.
It's not a name, it's a sentence.
You could have named that better. The return to, what is it called? The return to MLS tournament.
It is both a name and a description. In fact, that's two birds with one stone. So leave us alone.
Awful. I'm excited for the play though. The NHL's gonna have their playoffs. The NBA's gonna have their playoffs. This would be so dumb for baseball not to figure out. Players and owners trying to come to an agreement on terms. Speaking of soccer, shout out to our buddy, James J. Rose, KC Morning Show. The English Premier League restarts today. Pete could have a full analysis on the teams and scores to the sports segment. This Brit would be very appreciative. And so, James, happy to do it. After a 100-day absence because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's Aston Villa versus Sheffield United. They'll kick off.
Look at you. Look at you go, Pete. Keep it coming. Bring me off some more news time. That Premier League, baby.
Aston Villa, they are known for their keeper, but you got to watch out for those Sheffield midfielders. Then you naturally have Man City versus Arsenal at 2:15 following. Uh-huh. And this will be exciting in the Premier League because they're going to have a game every couple days. This is a fury, as they would say, across the pond of games each and every day. My team, Crystal Palace, plays in a couple days. Man City.
You remembered the team. I'm happy you remembered your team.
Man City is known for they do have powerful right legs. So
powerful.
You got to try to force them to their left, as everybody knows. And then Arsenal, of course, does have that lockdown defense. They tend to crowd the box. And so You're going to have to win a close game with them. If you can get on the board, who knows? It's tough for Arsenal to score because of all that box crowding. VAR will play a part in this. A lot of people will be
upset
about
it. It always does.
You know, there'll be a lot of tweets about VAR because people get very upset about it.
Stop it.
That's there you go. That's my Premier League breakdown as the sport returns today.
Hell of a breakdown.
Thank you. In the NBA, Kyrie Irving just wants no part of the return. This guy is he is a sourpuss.
Do I love him or do I hate him? I think I love this man.
It's a 22-team format in Orlando, Florida. They're talking about the bubble. According to the New York Daily News, Irving said the Nets should skip the NBA's restart during a group chat with teammates.
Let's just bang it, guys. Let's just bang this season this year.
He then reportedly was trying to start his own league, and then I guess information about that came out, and he ended up leaving the Nets group chat, and now
Kyrie has left the chat.
he's a VP in the Players Association, and he hates the league that he plays in, it seems. I mean, every so often, every couple of months, Kyrie Irving has another ordeal. There is a push among players led by Irving that this could distract from the Black Lives Matter movement.
See, that's what I heard at first, and I was kind of on board with that. But now it seems like Kyrie doesn't want to play.
But I don't agree with that. Your platform, if you want to continue to push this, is only going to be bigger if you're actively playing games. Imagine if the Nets could go on some kind of run here, and you're in these press conferences, and you could say certain things and have the spotlight. I don't know what he's talking about. A former NBA player.
I don't think he does either. That's the problem.
Former NBA player Kendrick Perkins essentially said to Irving, you know, in these talk shows yesterday, that he's all talk, and that if he cares so much about Black Lives Matter, he should quit the NBA and pursue that, and basically saying put your money where your mouth is, and that Irving's causing unnecessary drama. So basketball, not as messy as baseball, but it's having some struggles. I think getting this thing going, there are going to be rules in place if players do want to skip and they're worried about coronavirus and their families and certain things. And there will have to be pay cuts for the league to make money. But they, aside from Irving, who's the problem, they do all seem to be on a similar page. So I think you do end up seeing the NBA. And then finally in sports, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy apologizes to his football team. I'll go through this quickly. Quick timeline. He tweeted or Facebooked the photo in an OAN shirt, which is One American News. One of the OAN anchors recently referred to the BLM movement as a farce, and often referred to by Donald Trump. It's a far right, almost worse than Fox News type of.
It might be worse.
News.
You can probably take away outlet. The almost.
Anyway, yeah. So their running back, Chuba Hubbard, when public called Gundy out on his Twitter, he would later say he wished he hadn't tweeted, but he was supported by current players, Justice Hill and A.J. Green, and it led to an apology from Gundy. He said, in light of today's tweet with the T-shirt that I was wearing, I met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society, and we had a great meeting. I was made aware of the things that players feel can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we've got good days ahead. A lot of people will complain that this should be kept out of sports, but this is another example of sports having power to them. Really, a lot of people were calling for Gundy's job.
Yeah, this was useless. This was absolutely useless. You're right, though. This is another – it's a chance like where sports mirrors real life, and this guy – did what happened so much in real life. He put blinders on. It was willful ignorance. That apology was nothing. The poor kid was apologizing more than Gundy was. This is useless. Just absolutely whack as hell. I thought it was whatever.
Right, but you know what the thing is? I mean, unless you bring things to light, things won't change. And if this was solved in-house, this never would have changed Gundy's perspective, and maybe it will. I agree with you. It felt like the apology was a little bit hollow. A lot of these apologies right now are because people have a lot of money, I think, on the line. And so
just when he says he wish he wouldn't have tweeted, and it's like to the kid, like, no, you were doing what you are supposed to be doing, college student. This is your life. You're tweeting how you feel. Your coach should be better. The whole thing was BS.
Well, That's all I got.
God damn. Why do I always have to do that? I'm sorry, man. We were doing so good. I didn't want to end it on that note. My B. Sorry, Pete. How about this? Can I turn it around for you? Can I please do a thing? I'm sorry.
I got some events. You want some events?
What do you want? Wisdom first? Do you want events?
I mean, we usually go events, then wisdom.
We do?
Yeah.
Huh, I've listened to this show in months now.
We've only had 80 episodes, so I can understand why you would.
80 episodes of this thing? Wow. No joke. All right, well, you've got a better grasp on this program. Why don't you just take it to events then, Pete?
All right, welcome into events. Only thing I really saw going on today was the Overland Park social distancing walk-up farmers market. So if you're looking for some flowies or some planters for the house, you can go to OP, drive on up. It is 6000 College Boulevard in OP, Kansas, 666.
You know what OP?
11. I saw this, and again, relates to the current climate and what's going on here. It's a Black Lives Matter call to action tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Essentially, there was an ordinance made out of the committee, but the final vote is Thursday. The city hall members will vote to erase protesters' charges at 3 o'clock. So a lot of people were hoping that they could round up a crew to get some support down there. And this is happening. There's more information online. It's the city of Kansas City, Missouri government. Also, later on June 18th, it's Boulevard Keep the Glass Night. So you're starting to see places open up. Boulevard, you can stop in and limited amount of glasses. You can have a Radler and you end up keeping the pint glass. So you buy a beer, keep the pint glass. It's a nice deal. I think they're trying to get people back into Boulevard. It's also...
We have to figure out how to give away this thing. Can we just do this? Should we just do it now?
What?
Well, we're plugging a Boulevard event. And I didn't tell you this, but Boulevard gave us a giveaway. Like an in-house experience kind of deal.
Right. Why don't we say the first person to answer a trivia question about one of the early shows?
Oh, I love this idea. Okay, what's the question? Because, you know, I comes with zero preparation here, so why don't you tell me how you want this game to work?
What's a question? What was something that we were doing during some of the early programs that maybe we haven't said in a while?
Maybe an early nickname. What was an early letter that you gave me? What was our early letter?
Okay, how about this? The first person to text or the first person to tweet at Casey Morning Show, the most frequent nickname. It's two words, or I guess you would say names, that Hartzler would put really in the early days of the show.
Oh,
it was Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Blank, okay. Blank, Sweeney. Uh-huh. If you can tweet those two names first to us this morning, what will they win, Hartzler? So tell them what they'll win.
They're going to get a Boulevard experience. Going to go to Boulevard Taps and Taste. The whole thing, baby. Got you covered, man.
Cam is going to be kicking himself if he doesn't listen to this right away today. That I know.
Cam, I think Cam might be a front runner to bring this thing home. He's a KC Morning Ho. By the time I finish this sentence, that tweet has already been sent.
Speaking of him, Barkay is having puppies night out tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I also saw that Beer Thursdays are coming back at Cafe Trio. I'm unconfirmed here, but I wonder if there is meat bingo at Kelly's on Wednesday, which, you know, I like.
When in doubt, I can just assume there's always some kind of meat bingo going on at Kelly's. Come on, man. You know that.
I mentioned this Juneteenth online event. It's being put on by AAFKC. It happens on Thursday at 5:30, if you want to get some more research down, want to learn more. It's a conversation for industry change. Tickets at aafkc.com.
Webinar, Pete,
as they say.
Pete, I messed up, man. So I'm reading over the email I got from Boulevard. Thank you again, Boulevard, for this. So they're going to give us 8 drink tickets, 10% off on the Boulevard gift shop, at the Boulevard gift shop, 8 Boulevard pint glasses, and 4 tabletop cornhole games.
Okay,
we maybe need to do an actual thing. We should maybe, like, let's take the weekend.
Well, let's
do this. Let's take the weekend.
Let's keep the one person who says it can come with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so we'll have one winner after today's show. Them and a friend, because we always do in the concert game. You never just give one ticket, because that's, you know, you always give a pair. So we'll do a pair. So we'll have 2 giveaways, and we'll have 6 more to give away. 6 more tickets to give away.
Okay,
next
that sounds
week.
Good.
Does that work?
Great.
Look at us go. Look at us, man. Are we doing things on this show? What the hell? I need to start looking at these emails. I apologize.
Yeah.
I need to look at these emails more.
Key number one is a little thing we call reading, which would be nice.
What else you got? More events? You got some wisdom. What you about to take me to?
All right, let's transition to wisdom. And that...
Okay, I was hoping you would say that because I have a thing for you as I hit play right now.
I'm only going to read five today because I got... Whoa.
Oh, John, you only need five when you got... When you got the five knuckles shuffle, that's all you need is five words of wisdom. Peter Sweeney, break me off! That's supposed to go now.
All right, here we go. It's wisdom time. Welcome in. First quote here. Good friends, good books, and a sleepy conscience. This is the ideal life, Mark Twain. Not really any wisdom in that one.
One lick, not one.
Life is
not
really
making, you're
simple.
Not making Cena proud right now, man.
Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated, and that is Confucius.
Mm-hmm. Confucius says.
Ooh, this one from Steve Jobs. Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith.
Don't do it. It's like getting hit in a steel chair.
Rest in peace, Steve. Open your eyes. Look within. Are you satisfied with the life you're living? Bob Marley.
Oh, Bill. Oh. Say something else. Yeah, build something up. Say something. Give me words of wisdom for something.
All
it's
of
the
life
build up.
Is peaks and valleys. Don't let the peaks get too high and the valleys too low.
There it is.
Don Wooden. How about that?
That's what I wanted to end on. I wanted to end on that big one, that crescendo. But you can't see Sween. His time is now. He's a franchise. He's shining now. You can't see Sween. His time is now.
That's right. In case you forgot.
I fell off.
In case you forgot or hot. Fell off.
Knock your shell
I'm
off.
Still hot. Knock your shell off. My money stack fat. Plus, I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this. It's automatic. I win this. And you hear those horns. It's finished. That's John Cena.
You almost had it like, at the exact moment of the song.
Thank you.
Where's that bridge? Give me one more bridge.
If they hate, let them hate. I drop their whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3-second chance.
There it was. There it was.
Oh, your time is up.
16 time world heavyweight
Time's
champion.
Time's up on the show. I'm gonna get out of here.
You have to leave. You had to go. Are you driving or flying?
Peter S. Sweeney. The S is for smell ya. Yeah, I'm going to drive for 20 hours to upstate New York.
Okay, you know what, Pete? You know what? We were playing John Cena. Everything was right in the world. We were having a good time. You had to ruin it. Peter, give me a letter so I can get you the F out of here.
Well, we stick with F. That's nice. How about that?
Peter F. Sweeney.
Just flapping in the wind.
Said it perfectly himself, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on Monday, Pete. Love you, Kansas City. We will see you in the morning. Pete, you say, tell the fam I said hello. Bye-bye.
Go Aston Villa.